Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Happy to be in your association again. And we're just going to do a little, simple little seminar tonight and tomorrow night on association. And I'm very happy to have yours. And I hope you don't mind having mine. And we can try to share a little in Krishna consciousness, this very important subject, not to be underestimated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Association is very essential part of life, of Krishna consciousness, but we can say of life. Srila Prabhupada would say Krishna consciousness is 90% association. That is a lot, isn't it? Now what does this mean? 90% association. That really is a lot. It's almost everything. So what does this mean? What it means is that the subject is very broad. For example, just a simple example. Here we are, we're sitting here. And I'm trying to say something, you're listening. So this is association. I am, for what it's worth, giving some association. You're getting some. Earlier we were chanting the holy names in the RT, and just before the class, we were chanting the holy names. What is that? Well, we know. The chanting of the holy names. This is the Yuga Dharma. Yajyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Suvedhasa. Srimad Bhagavatam describes that in this Kali Yuga, the Lord appears with his associates, and they perform the Sankirtan Yajna. And any people who are intelligent worship the Lord in Kali Yuga via the Sankirtan Yajna. So this chanting, of course we hear this again and again and again, probably every day, that how essential the chanting is. But what is the chanting? If we think about it, why is the chanting nice? If we chant nicely and we hear it nicely, if there's big kirtan and some great kirtan leader is leading the kirtan, who's the best kirtan leader in ISKCON Phoenix? Who? Didn't hear that. Who would you say?
Krishna Das.
Krishna Das. Ah, really? Wow. Okay, look, that's just for argument's sake. And just for the sake of the example. Say, there is a nice kirtan. Krishna Das Prabhu is just flying.
Kaspaki. We call it Kaspaki.
Kaspaki. Is that not the old point? That's a new Creole point. I will have to use that. Kaspaki. Okay. And the kirtan is just. It's just one of those special kirtans. So why is it so nice? Well, it is so nice because the holy names are so nice. Why are the holy names so nice? Why? What is the reason? It is because Krishna is present in the holy names. This is why it is nice. That's the reason. Krishna is there. So when we chant the holy names, what is the experience? What is it all about? It is about association. Perhaps we didn't really think about it so much in those terms, but this is what it is. We're associating with Krishna in the holy names. And if the holy names are presented nicely, like in Krishna Das Prabhu, or Giridhari Prabhu, or Sundaram Prabhu, or whoever is leading the kirtan, and if they're deeply absorbed and we're all picking up on their transcendental mood, so it becomes ecstatic and wonderful. And because of when the holy names are chanted so nicely, then the presence of Krishna in the holy names becomes enhanced or more easily accessible to the other devotees. If someone is just sort of, you know, mumbling away in the kirtan and they're not into it, they're distracted. And but they're leading the kirtan, but you know, they're really not into it, then the other devotees will not generally have some sort of wonderful experience. So the quality of the chanting, Krishna's presence is sort of brought out more or less depending on the quality of the chanting. So this is association. If we chant japa nicely, it's association with Krishna. When we read the books, there's one purport, actually, of Srila Prabhupada's. In the third or fourth canto, I forget exactly, but it's there. Third or fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's some narration to do with Narada Muni. He's preaching to someone, something like that. And this is going on for a chapter or a few chapters. And Srila Prabhupada says, in one of the purports there, in the Bhagavatam itself, we would like to thank Narada Muni for appearing in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we might think that, someone might think, that this is just a sort of poetic way, colorful way of saying something. But it's not really like that, exactly. But it is like that. Narada Muni is present in the pages. And as you get your transcendental vision You will see him there. And you'll be able to speak with him there. So when we read Prabhupada's books, the point is, the experience, the whole subject matter, is one of association. So yeah, just consider. You can think about it in so many different ways. Prasada, why is prasada nice? Because it is not different from Krishna. Krishna is present in the prasadam. Therefore it tastes better than ordinary food. You take some, what is the favorite here? Shushu, is it still the favorite one? In South Africa it is beans. Susi mentioned beans. People start to swoon in the audience. What is here? Is there some sort of...
Grobwa.
Grobwa. Big one.
It's a big meat.
It's a big meat. Grobwa. Alright. So if you cook your grobwa, someone cooks. And they don't offer it. But if you cook it nicely with love and devotion and offer it to Krishna, it is better because Krishna has accepted it and he is present, actually, in the prasadam. So again, it's a point of association. It is a very deep subject. It is a very broad subject, the subject of association. In so many ways. So our little seminar here, we call it Giving and Getting, or rather actually, Getting and Giving Association. There's getting and giving good association. There's getting and giving bad association. Now the question could be raised, what is more important, getting or giving? The answer, at least the simple answer to that, is that getting is more important because you can only give what you have got. You cannot really give anything else. So, in the sense at least, we should, if we get good association, we should be ready trying to get good association, and then we will be able to give good association. Well, if we get good association, we will be very happy, and we will be able to give good association and help others, inspire others, and so on. And when we see them becoming inspired like that, then we become more inspired. So Krishna consciousness works like this. But in our little seminar here, it is a seminar actually which we sometimes present over 4 days. First day is about getting. Second about giving good association. Third day about getting bad association. And the fourth day about giving bad association. So we'll just compress it slightly. So there is a verse. I've chosen a verse for each night. For this one, for each aspect. Getting, giving, and good and bad. In this case here now, getting good association. The verse I've chosen is... Well, there's a couple of verses. First verse is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 9. Now all you Bhagavad Gita scholars, please tell me, what is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 9. Love it? Okay, thank you. Very good. Much chitta mangita prana bodhayanta paraspara katayantas chamam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Of course, it's about getting and giving. That's a nice verse. Important verse. Now, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are verses about getting good association. Now, there is one verse in particular about getting good association, which is repeated. It is repeated. It appears as 1st Canto, chapter 18, verse 13, and chapter 4, verse 30, Canto 4, chapter 30, text 34. These two verses are identical. You know, some people, they might think that, well, oh, that's okay. It's not such a big thing. It's a big book. If they repeat a verse, that's okay. But the fact that a verse is repeated means it really is a very important verse. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are not many verses which are repeated. There's another verse, I have mentioned this before, which is repeated more or less, not exactly actually, but basically, even in the same chapter it's repeated. It is in the story of Pondraka. Pondraka was a demon. He was trying to take the position of Krishna and dress himself like Krishna. By the mercy of Lord Shiva, he had two extra arms. So he was masquerading as Krishna. So in the chapter there, in the canto which is discussing Pondraka, Shukadeva Goswami, right at the beginning, he says that there was a fool named Pondraka, and he was trying to take the position of Krishna like that. Then, several verses or 10 verses perhaps later, he says the same thing. There was a fool and rascal named Pondraka. He was trying to take the position of Krishna. Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments there that the fact that this verse has been repeated is very important. It means that the point in this verse is very important. And he puts it in an interesting way. You may laugh. Some of us may, you know, be astonished to hear this. He says, in such a small book as Srimad Bhagavatam, if a verse is repeated, it means it's very important. Because it's a small book. Those of you who have read it would know. It's just a small book. It's only 18,000 verses. On the planet of Lord Brahma, well, there are 18 Puranas. Bhagavatam is one of them. 18,000 verses. All 18 Puranas are 400,000 verses. But on the planet of Lord Brahma, the 18 Puranas are 1 billion verses. 1 billion. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur discusses this point. And he says that here, on this planet, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is in a very sort of compressed form. Doesn't mean that they left things out, like important things have just been dropped. So now we have something which is less than what it really needs to be, or less than what we need. It has got everything that we need. So it is the ultimate. It is not less than perfect. But still, everything is put very succinctly. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur makes this point then, that in a book like this, which is covering such a huge subject matter, to try and compress that huge subject matter into 18,000 verses, if something is repeated, it must be very important, because he is really being extremely economical in his use of words. So here we have a verse then, this verse now I'm going to tell you, which is repeated precisely, exactly the very same verse is repeated. 118.13 and 430.34. Tulayava lavena pi naswargam napunarvavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashisha. The value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. That's a pretty powerful verse, isn't it? The value of a moment's association. Tulayama, lava, lavenapi. This word lava is used. Lava means split second, fraction of a second. Who knows another verse in which same subject and the same word is used to describe how valuable it is if you just get a split seconds association with the devotee. So valuable. Who knows? Another verse. Yes? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Shastra Koi. Lava Mantra, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Siddhi Ho. It's the same point. Chaitanya Charitamrita. That even a split second's association with the devotee can give all perfection. And all the shastras, they make this point and emphasize this point. So, yes, in our scriptures, we find different incidents described in which people who were not doing so well spiritually, but they got some good association and it just transformed their lives. Now, you know what we're going to do now? I would like to ask you all, please tell us some examples of people who were not doing very well, but then they got good association and it transformed their lives. First we'll take one example from the men, then one from the ladies, then one from the men, one from the ladies, and we will see who can think of the most examples, either the men or the ladies. So one of the men, give us one example. Okay, we'll take that. Jagai and Madai. They got the association, first of all, with Lord Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya. And of course, they were doing extremely badly. But when they got that association on, their lives were just totally changed. Ladies, please. An example, yes. Who?
Migrari.
Another excellent example described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was a hunter and very nasty person. He would half kill the animals just for fun, just to see them in pain. Can you imagine what sort of mentality is that? This is just like, well, it is hard to express how bad it is. But then he got the association of Narada Muni and Parashara, particularly Narada Muni. And it's a bit of a long story, but Narada Muni, by his expert preaching, helped him to see, to understand that I shouldn't do this. So then he stopped, he became a devotee. Then Narada and, well, it was just Narada. And then Narada came later with Parashara. And Mrigari saw them coming. He came running out towards them to greet them. So happy. But then they saw, here he comes. He got about halfway there. He started sort of hopping around in an awkward, strange way. And then a few seconds later, he continued running. And they asked him, why were you hopping around like that? And he said, there were some ants across the road. I didn't want to step on any of them and hurt them. So I was just trying to step through the ants without stepping on them. Then once I got through that stream of ants, then I ran again. So he was such, his life, he was changed so much from such a terrible person, half killing the animals just to see them die in pain. But now he would not even hurt an ant. Just see the transformation. Yes, now, Valmiki. Famous example, the author of Ramayana. He was a demon. He would hold people up on the road. Your money or your life. and rob them and sometimes kill them and so on. Oh, what a terrible fellow. So, there he was. And he tried to hold up. Who did he try to hold up, gentlemen? When it all came to a sort of a crunch. Who did he hold up? Narada Muni. Narada Muni again appears. He held up Narada Muni, your money or your life. And Narada said, well, I don't have any money, so what can I do? And I'm not this body. So if you kill this body, it doesn't matter. So I'll just leave it up to you. You decide. And Valmiki thought, he is trying to be a smart, clever fellow, make a joke, make fun of me, like I'm not serious. So he brandished his knife in front of the face of Narada Muni. I'm serious. And Narada said, I know you're serious. I am too. It's up to you. It just doesn't matter what you do to me, because it will not make any difference to me. I'm an eternal spirit soul. And Valmiki became fascinated. How is it that you are free from fear? What have you done that made you free from fear? And Narada explained about karma and told him, you know, sorry Valmiki, you have a rather unpleasant future in front of you. And Valmiki said, but I am just doing this for my wife and children. My wife, she wants a new sari every week. She says, how can I go to the temple on Sunday in the same sari? Oh my God, what will the people say? And new bangles every week. And not plastic ones from China, but the real thing. So, I'm doing this for her and my children. They always want computer games and things like that. So I'm doing it for all of them, so they can share the karma with me. Narada said, well, I don't mind. Why don't you go and ask them if they would like to do that? So he went and asked them. And his wife said, what? You want me to take some of your karma? I never said you should make money in that way. It was your choice. You could have got a job in the factory at Phoenix. But you chose to do this, easy money. So you take the karma. And, oh, poor Valmiki, he was very disturbed. I'm going to really suffer. So what to do? And Narada said, well, he wanted to get him to chant the name of the Lord, but Bhrigari was too sinful, he couldn't pronounce it. So Narada told Valmiki, you chant Mara, death. And Valmiki said, yeah, that sounds good. I like that. Because he was like that. That was his personality. So he was chanting, Mara, 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 Mara. But it is Rama, Rama, Rama. So he became purified and realized the whole Ramayana internally. Before Lord Ram appeared, just see, association. Ladies, please, another example. Don't all speak at once. One lady, you can put your hand up, and not Mataji, she knows everything already. Somebody else. Come on, Mataji. Oh, where? Oh, excuse me, yes. Duryodhana, in the company of, this is getting good association. Is it? Okay. Is that really true? Or is it bad association? I think it's bad association. But anyway, thank you. We will refer to that tomorrow because we'll be talking about bad association. Yes? What did she say? Couldn't quite catch it. Haridas Thakur and the prostitute. Okay. Yes, that's an excellent example. Described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the prostitute came to pollute Namacharya Haridas Thakur, and she presented herself very seductively and sort of showed herself off, you know, tight clothes and all sort of that sort of thing to try to entice him. And he, because he's a very advanced preacher, he did not just tell her, you get out, you prostitute. But he could see that even though she was was a prostitute, but she had some potential to become a devotee. He saw that. Otherwise, he would have just told her to get lost. But he said, oh, that sounds nice. Just sit down here and listen while I finish my chanting. Because he knew that if she listened to the chanting, it would purify her heart, and she would get over all those things and become a devotee. And that's what happened, basically. He sat there and chanted and chanted. This is like early evening, into the night. And she was sitting, listening. And what happened? She fell asleep. This may possibly have been a good sign. Prabhupada, one devotee asked Prabhupada, what is the cure for insomnia? I cannot sleep. Srila Prabhupada said, read Srimad Bhagavatam. If you are not advanced enough and you try to read Srimad Bhagavatam or chant, you know, really focus on the chanting, but you're not advanced enough to become absorbed, then you oftentimes devotees fall asleep. Have any of you ever fallen asleep while reading one of Prabhupada's books or chanting? Did it ever happen to any one of you? One. It happened to one, so she can tell you about it. I remember when I first joined, we would go on book distribution. And at lunch, we would go and sit together for a while and read. And we, in those days, we were living in the temple. Life was very austere. We would sleep 5 hours a night sometimes, other times less. So we sat down, I remember the first day, we sat down to read at lunchtime. The next thing I remember sitting down with the book, starting to read. Next thing I remember was waking up a minute later or something. That's the next thing I remember. So anyway, the prostitute fell asleep. She woke up in the morning. He was still chanting. And she asked him, are you ever going to finish? He said, I did finish. Now I'm doing today's rounds. So I've taken a vow. What can I do? I have to do it. So just sit and listen. And, you know, sooner or later, it won't be too long. So again, she sat and listened. And as she sat and listened, then that purification was coming more and more. And realization was coming. What am I doing? He is a saintly person. And see what I'm trying to do to him. Some realization started coming. I shouldn't be doing this. So realization coming from within due to the purifying effect of hearing the holy names chanted purely. In other words, associating with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And so she became a devotee. Any of you gentlemen, if you ever meet a prostitute, don't try to do that preaching program. You may not be advanced enough. Better to just say, give us some prasadam and go. Something like that. Okay, so now, gentlemen, another example, please. Yes.
Now
that Nimsa
has his child.
Okay, that's a good example. He got the association of the Bhaktivedantas, some great devotees, who came to stay at his mother's place during the rainy season. And he served them and sat and listened to them discuss. He took the remnants of their prasadam. In this way he became transformed. Mataji's, please. The Kazi. Very good, thank you. He got the association of Lord Chaitanya. Yes, and he became a devotee. Gentlemen. Who?
Ajamiya.
Well, I was gonna, I was assuming that would come out tomorrow night as an example of somebody who got bad association. But it is also true that in the end, he got some, right at the last moment, he got some good association, so in effect, he got the association of the Yamadutans that inspired him. He got really excited when he saw the Yamadutas. And he became more serious. So in a sense, that's an example of getting good association. Ladies? Didn't hear.
Prahlad.
Yeah, that's also good. He got the association of who? Narada Muni. Isn't it interesting? Narada Muni keeps coming up. Yeah. You know, when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, so many of these incidents in which some person who's in some material condition gets the association of Narada Muni, it's so frequent. Who's someone else who got the association of Narada Muni? Dhruva. Thank you. And ladies, who's another person who got the association of Narada?
Kamsa.
No, yeah, so it's not really applicable. King Prachinabarni. Have you heard of him? Have you been reading your Srimad Bhagavatams, ladies? Who's another person, Ben, who got the association of Narada Muni? Okay, that's good. Nala Kuvera Manigriva in the Dhammada Asana, the sons of Kuvera. Yes. Daksha. Right. They got the association of Narada. Srila Vyasadeva got the association of Narada. He was confused. Narada helped him. Anyway, there are many examples. There's so many examples of people who were in some difficulty, but they got good association, and then everything changed in their lives. So we're just trying to focus on the point here, in principle, that getting good association is really important. Now, a few words about giving good association. Let's see here. There's one verse, nice verse, or two verses in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.4, 31 and 32, describing Prahlad. Brahmanya Shiva Sampana Satya Sando Jitendriya Atmavat Sarva Bhutanam Ekapriya Surittama Dashavat Sanatariyan Kri Pitrivat Dinavatsala Bartrivat Sadrishe Snigdho Gurush Vishvara Bhavana Vidyarta Rupa Janmadyo Manastamba Bhavarjita. Prahlad Maharaj was completely cultured as a qualified Brahmin. having very good character and being determined to understand the absolute truth. He had full control of his senses and mind. Like the super soul, he was kind to every living entity and was the best friend of everyone. To respectable persons, he acted exactly like a menial servant. To the poor, he was like a father. To his equals, he was attached like a sympathetic brother. And he considered his teachers, spiritual masters, and older godbrothers to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was completely free from unnatural pride that might have arisen from his good education, riches, beauty, aristocracy, and so on. So it's a nice example. He was giving association in different ways to different people. You know, we mentioned Narada Muni. So many people got the association of Narada Muni. Narada Muni gave so many people association. A very interesting point to note, though, about how Narada Muni gives his association in all these different examples is that he does not just give his association in the same way every time. You know, there are some devotees who are like fanatical book distributors. And if someone comes and asks them a question, you know, what about the soul? Then they say, just read the book. Someone says, please tell me something about Krishna. Read the book. You know, whatever the question is, read the book. There are others who are fanatical about chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhu, I am having difficulty with something. Just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhu, what about this? Just chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes things happen like this. You know, when Prabhupada opened the Krishna Balaram temple, he stayed for a while afterwards, and just to check that everything, the whole program, everything got started properly. So he would walk around the temple every day, every morning, and point out things that were wrong, that needed to be corrected. So there was a light. It was on, like in the temple room or somewhere around. And Prabhupada saw it. It was like midday. Prabhupada said, this light is on. You're wasting Krishna's energy. What are you going to do about it? He asked the temple president. Temple president didn't really know what to say. He said, Prabhupada, we will become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, an impractical suggestion. Now you might think, this is an excellent suggestion. This is the best suggestion. But in another sense, we should think about how to do things and how to get association and how to get association. We should think. And Narada Muni, you see, as he preaches in Srimad Bhagavatam to all these different people, Dhruva, who's in a certain condition, Vyasadeva, who's in another condition, somebody else who's in another condition, Rigari and Valmiki and King Prachinavari and Prahlad and all these people. Narada Muni was the one. But you see, when he gives them his association, he does it very scientifically, in very personal ways. In terms of Who is this person? What is their position? What is their condition? What in Krishna consciousness, what will be relevant to them? Not just, you know, like just like a tape recorder, just play, if you play the lecture, play the same tape every day, you hear the same thing every day. So Narada Muni, his giving of association is not just mechanical like that, but he's very personal and really takes into consideration his audience when he presents things to them. I was present once in Bhaktivedanta Manor, and some atheists, like official atheists, came to see Prabhupada. Somehow it was arranged. Prabhupada started preaching to them Krishna consciousness, and one man interrupted Prabhupada and said, look, you know, Prabhupada was sort of presenting like normal things, you could say. And the man said, look, we are atheists. You know, we're not into God and all this sort of stuff. And Prabhupada just immediately changed his strategy. And Prabhupada said, oh, you're atheists. That's wonderful. I'm so happy to meet you. Prabhupada said, you know, all these religious people, you know, they have no intelligence. They just believe in things. There's no logic. But you atheists, you really think about things. And then Prabhupada started, you know, in a very logical way, developing certain points with them. And at the end, when these people left after maybe half an hour or something, then they thanked Prabhupada. And they said, you know, this was so interesting. We didn't expect this at all. We thought we were just going to be told what you believe, and, you know, we should have faith in this and hope for that. And but you've given us some philosophy, some solid ideas. This Krishna consciousness is good.
Amen.
So they walked out like that because Prabhupada had preached to them, you know, not just like a parrot. You may have heard there was a parrot in one temple, and he would say, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. When the devotees would walk in, the parrot would see them and say, Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada walked in. The parrot said, Hare Krishna. And the devotees, you know, they were so happy. They told Prabhupada, just see our parrot. You know, he chants Hare Krishna, isn't he nice? And Prabhupada could see they were kind of over-enamored with the, you know, so-called Krishna consciousness of the parrot. Prabhupada said, yes, that's okay. He is saying Hare Krishna. But if you grab him by the throat to strangle him, he will not say Hare Krishna. He will just squawk. So not just like a machine, you press the button, you know, it does the same thing every time. So giving association, in, again, in very simple terms, we have devotees who are senior to us, devotees who are equal to us, devotees who are junior to us, in very simple terms. So, with those who are senior, we should inquire from them, try to serve them. Those who are equal to us, we should try to befriend them in Krishna consciousness. Those who are junior to us, we should try to help them in Krishna consciousness. Not like you probably, well, you know, if someone doesn't understand these ways of interacting, then with someone senior, they may try to instruct them. Now, you may have heard, it's a famous story by now from Holland, when they were installing the deities and Prabhupada was there, but they were doing everything wrong. And Prabhupada, and this was being televised live, and Prabhupada was becoming more and more angry with them and not afraid to express it, even though he was being televised live. And eventually they came to the point, it's a long story, but they came to the point of doing a fire sacrifice at the end. Prabhupada looked at the Havan Kund, the sacrificial arena, and it was just, you know, the Havan pit. And there were no flowers, there was no fruit or vegetables. It was just this sort of box for doing the Havan in. And Prabhupada asked the temple president, "Where's the fruit?" Temple president was not really up on the sort of Havan procedures. He thought, Prabhupada is hungry, he wants fruit. So he ran into the kitchen and he told the devotees, "Prabhupada wants fruit now." They cut up a fruit salad in about 1 minute, a whole bowl. And the temple president came up, "Here's the fruit you require." But it is meant to be whole fruit, of course. And Prabhupada looked at this and it was just too much. You know, it was like the 20th thing to go completely wrong. And Prabhupada, he didn't say anything. Hari Sori Prabhu was telling us through his experience with Prabhupada, there were different levels of like chastisement or expression of dissatisfaction by Prabhupada. One level was he might just say, "You know, don't do this, do that," just in a pleasant way. Another level was, "Don't do that, do this." And, you know, then getting stronger. But Hari Sori Prabhu said, the worst was when Prabhupada would say nothing. But you knew that you had really made a mess of it. And you knew that Prabhupada knew. But Prabhupada would just look at you and not say anything and just carry on. Then you knew that Prabhupada was like, it was too much. He didn't. He was really not happy at all. So Prabhupada didn't do anything. He just sat there. And then he looked to the side. Standing next to the Vyasasan, I'm sure you've all heard this before, was one hippie boy. Long hair, kind of dirty, greasy. But he was a little bit of a devotee to some degree. He had some japa beads, because it was sort of cool in those days to have your japa beads. So he had his japa beads. He was there next to Prabhupada. They saw this thing happen and saw Prabhupada just react and just look over to the side. The boy leant over to Prabhupada. He said, "Srila Prabhupada, just chant Hare Krishna." And Prabhupada looked at him like, "Who are you?" And Prabhupada picked up his beads and started chanting Hare Krishna. So you can take gold from a dirty place. But the thing is, giving association, you know, these are scientific subjects. And when we are getting, we should get from the right people, not from the gossips. You know, the ones, do you have them on the Sunday program? You probably don't. They're in Mauritius. But maybe sometimes. They are on the sort of periphery somewhere. Chatting about something. And, you know, you see someone walk past them, they stop the person. And they start speaking to them. And you see the people, the person they're speaking to, suddenly their eyes open up and they go. So you can tell they're hearing something pretty, you know. Something which has caught their attention. Something dramatic. Some juicy gossip. Oh, just full of juice. You squeeze it, all the juice comes out. So, we've got to be careful when it comes to getting association. You know, first point, in getting association, first point is, we should get the association of those who are faithful to Srila Prabhupada. There are many people, even there are many devotees, under the broad heading, devotees. There are many people who know many things, and who can present many things very nicely, with flair and, you know, with mood and emotion. You know, even to the point where sort of like their theatrical elements. But even someone maybe expert or know a lot, lots of information, but if they're not faithful to Srila Prabhupada, then we shouldn't get their association. We shouldn't get their association. Anyway, you know, this is a big subject and there's so many things we could say, but we are sort of running out of time. One thing I was going to say actually about giving association, just one little thing, in regard to helping devotees who need help. I mean, it's sort of not so difficult to give association to if you're a happy devotee, to another happy devotee. You share together. It's not so bad. But if someone is really undergoing some difficulty in their Krishna consciousness, and they may be sort of on the edge of like falling or drifting away or leaving Krishna consciousness, then to give association in that sort of situation, that's very important. So there's some ideas here in this regard. You know, if we're trying to give association to someone who's having difficulty, then we should basically, the basic idea would be try to help them see, to appreciate the point that if I become Krishna conscious more than I am, and in a better way than I am, then my difficulty will be overcome and I'll be nicely situated and I'll be happy. This basic idea. Then how to do that, sort of step by step. Again, this is in very simple terms, but we should try to help the person understand that you are reacting to whatever the situation is that's confronting you. You're reacting in a material way. Not really a Krishna conscious way. So to do that, we have to learn like how to explain Arjuna's situation in Bhagavad Gita, for example, and how material approaches, simply material approaches to spiritual problematic situations, in so many ways they're not really going to work, but we need solid Krishna conscious solution. Then help the person try to understand how Krishna is behind this experience. He is testing you. He's trying to teach you something here. So try to appreciate what Krishna is doing here, what lesson he wants me to learn, and how to see and deal with the situation in that sense, from that perspective. And then help the person to understand how Krishna is my friend. You know, when devotees get down, really down, and they're contemplating, sort of exiting, or, you know, deviating, when they're really down, it is not uncommon at all that they lose their trust in Krishna, and they feel, Krishna's let me down. I can't depend on Krishna. He won't help me. This is not unusual. So we have to be able to, we have to learn how to help people to understand that Krishna is your friend. And he is actually helping you. And it's not that he's letting you down like this. And then we have to learn how to help them understand that if I apply Krishna consciousness, the practices like sadhana, and if I engage in devotional service, some prescribed duties like this, this will actually help me. This will be beneficial for me in correcting myself and correcting my situation. So I mean, these are very, very simple terms. But these are some basic ideas in regards to how we can go about helping devotees, giving devotees association who are really struggling and who need some help to get out of Maya and become a little more firmly situated in Krishna consciousness. So tomorrow we'll continue, we'll talk about bad association. Let me conclude by telling you one little story. This is about bad association. We should not be like this. There was a preacher, like a pundit. He was very clever. And he could present Krishna consciousness very nicely. When he wanted to. But the problem was he was very moody. And oftentimes he didn't want to speak about Krishna. You had to catch him on the right day at the right time when he was in the right mood. So the people from the next village, they invited him. Please come and preach. Our villagers, they want to hear you. And the preacher said, well, I don't know, you know, you need to do this, I need that, I need so many things. They said, we will arrange it. So he agreed, all right. So he came. Everything was set up the way he wanted. Beautiful tent, beautiful asana, beautiful garland. And all the villagers were there. They were in very nice mood, very respectful. So he came and he looked around and he said, oh, okay. So you want to listen to me then, yeah? They said, yes, yes, yes. We want to hear from you, Krishna Katha. He said, all right. Well, you know what I'm going to talk about, yeah? They said, no, we don't know. He said, you don't know. You don't know what I'm going to talk about. Then why should I tell you? And he walked out. A few days later, the village elders went back to them. They apologized. And they begged him, please come again. We will get everything right. We will get the villages together. So they arranged everything. He agreed. And they told the villagers, this time, when he asks, do you know what I'm going to talk about? Say yes. So he came. Everything was, the pandal was very beautiful. Beautiful asana, flowers, everything was nice. He sat down and said, so, you want to hear from me? Yeah? They said, yes, yes, please, please. He said, well, you know what I'm going to talk about? Yes, we know, yes. Oh, well, if you already know, I don't need to tell you. And he left. So a few days later, the village elders went back. They apologized. Please don't mind our village people. They're very simple. But we will do it right next time. So he agreed. He came along. Everything was set up very nicely. And the elders had tuned the people what to do. So he sat down and he looked at the people. So, you want to hear from me, yeah? You sure? Yes, please, please. He said, okay, well, you know what I'm going to talk about? Half the people said, yes, we know. The other half said, no, we don't know. He said, oh, I see. Well, those who know can tell those who don't know, and I'm going. And you get it. So, we don't want to be like this. This is bad association. Anyway, we will talk more about that tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Shiva Prabhupada ki.